thousand years ago with ancient Egyptian and Greek civilizations, who promoted the act of flushing out the colon along with the practice of fasting to restore cellular health. Practitioners of the ancient Ayurvedic medicine system recommended plant-based elimination diets to regularly cleanse the body due to the belief that toxins accumulating in the digestive tract were the root cause of disease. Detoxification with herbs and with the help of acupuncture and acupressure was also a common practice in ancient Chinese tonic herbalism. Detox was looked at through the lens of energy flow and how to best support each organ to reduce stagnation. Indigenous tribes, including Native Americans, used herbs, sweating, and fasting to cleanse and purify on every level, mental, physical, and emotional. These practitioners understood and emphasized detoxification, and they didn't live in a world nearly as overwhelmingly toxic as ours. There are millions of synthetic materials around us, as well as a vast number of pesticides and herbicides, and even more toxic substances have been spilled into and polluted our waterways and airways. Our bodies are equipped to metabolize a certain amount of toxicity, but not the innumerable amount we are now exposed to as part of modern life. Detoxification is all about arming the body with tools found in nature while removing all the built-up waste inside. When we wake up with dark circles under our eyes, have constant breakouts on our skin, or experience bloating, these are the warning signs that our bodies need us to change what we are eating, drinking, breathing, and even thinking. We need to take a long-term approach to supporting the body and its incredible ability to self-heal, self-regulate, and thrive by aiding it in its natural detoxification processes. When nature provides such exquisite and effective botanicals that graciously attend to our health and beauty, why use anything artificial? In this way, we can experience optimal health while also enjoying glowing skin, shiny hair, sparkling eyes, and strong teeth. We all need to clean up our act and optimize our ability to experience abundant health and radiant beauty. Relying on the wisdom of our ancestors, I have put together a modern detoxification strategy so we all can enjoy abundant health, beauty, and youthfulness. The pathways of detoxification. Remember, beauty is from the inside out. Therefore, it begins with our internal organs. To create an outward appearance of beauty, we must maximize and support all our detoxification pathways. This includes the digestive and elimination system, liver, kidneys, lungs, skin, and lymphatic system. This chapter provides specific details on how best to detox and support each pathway in the body. Digestive and elimination system. While digestion and elimination aren't necessarily the prettiest process, if you don't address them, you can end up gassy, bloated, constipated, or with loose stools, which isn't very glamorous either. Did you know that 70% of the body's immune system is in the digestive system? Improving your digestive system is one of the most beneficial ways to improve your overall health. When your digestion is poor, your skin also suffers, and you experience wrinkles, acne, eczema, blemishes, rosacea, rashes, and a dull complexion. Again, not so gorgeous. Digestion begins with a mechanical digestion of food in the mouth and transitions into a chemical phase as food moves through the stomach and intestines. Food that can't be absorbed gets passed along through the body's sewer system and out of the body through the process of elimination. Ideally, on its journey through the digestive system, food will be broken down into small enough compounds to be absorbed into the bloodstream as vital carbohydrates, proteins, fats, and vitamins, to feed the cells so they can nourish the body. Unfortunately, the average American is on a diet of highly processed foods and harmful toxins, which impedes the body's ability to effectively absorb and assimilate minerals and vitamins during food's voyage through the 30 feet of digestive tract. So, let's dig into each part of the digestive process so we can understand it better and learn how to best support each step of the way for radiant beauty. Step 1. Mouth. Chew your food at least 20 times before you swallow, David. My mom. Every night when I was little, my mom used to tell me to slow down and chew my food. It drove me crazy, because all I wanted to do was run back outside before it got dark, but her voice stuck in my head as I got older, as moms' voices tend to do. When I started studying digestion and nutrition, I realized once again that my mom was right. Have you ever heard the expression, your stomach can't chew food? Proper digestion begins with the physical process of chewing. As you chew, your food breaks down into smaller and smaller particles and becomes partially liquefied, which makes it easier to digest and metabolize. Chewing causes your mouth to secrete saliva, which coats your food with amylase and lipase, two important enzymes that digest fats and starches in your mouth. Chewing also cues the rest of the digestive tract to get ready to do its job. The stomach starts to prepare hydrochloric acid, and the pancreas prepares to secrete its contents into the small intestinal tract. Research shows that it takes about 20 minutes for your brain to signal your stomach that you are full. The slower you eat, the less likely you are going to overeat, which can help avoid weight gain. Fight or flight eating is what I call a new phenomenon developing in the Western world. We are so busy and stressed that eating on the go created a boom in fast food chains at the cost of our health. When we stop chewing our food and quickly shovel it down the throat, we flood the body with cortisol, the fat-storing hormone. The digestive system has not adapted to this new way of eating, and the price we pay is ill-prepared and poorly digested meals. Eating in a stressed state is a quick way to pack on the pounds, and all this begins with the mind and the mouth. People often attribute the slim waistlines of most Europeans to the Mediterranean diet. I would add that the way they eat is also very conducive to burning fat instead of storing it. They have a strong tradition of eating homemade meals with family and friends and taking well over an hour, sometimes three, to enjoy their meals with some good company and conversation. Feeling connected with others and eating slowly maximizes the release of hormones, increases blood flow, satisfies appetite, reducing unhealthy food cravings, and encourages nutrient absorption. In order to eat mindfully, put away your computer and cell phone and have a quiet sit-down meal twice a day for 25 to 45 minutes. Before you begin eating, take a moment to appreciate your meal. If you are stressed out, take 2 minutes to do a quiet breathing meditation. Remember to chew your food 20 to 30 times before swallowing it. Take your time and relish each bite without rushing or mindlessly shoving food into your mouth. Putting your fork down between mouthfuls is another strategy that helps slow down eating and prevent overeating. Eat until you feel satisfied, but not stuffed. Try to plan a few meals a week with family and friends and enjoy the company as much as the meal. Step 2. Stomach. After chewing, you swallow, and the food travels down the esophagus into the stomach. You may feel happy and full, but the fun chemical part of the digestive process is only just ramping up inside. In order to break down food, the stomach produces 3 liters of industrial-grade, super-concentrated hydrochloric acid each day, which packs enough power to chew through metal and bone. Luckily, the stomach also produces very large quantities of mucus to coat itself so it remains unscathed by the corrosive HCl. You need high levels of HCl to properly digest food. It's a myth that too much stomach acid is what causes heartburn. Too little HCl forces your stomach to churn and squeeze more to break down the food, which leaves the food in the stomach longer, causing gas and bloating. The gas and bloating put pressure on the esophagus, which can push it open, letting the HCl splash up into it, creating heartburn. Here's a simple test you can do to determine the HCl level in your body. Look at your fingernails. If your cuticles are large and crescent moon-shaped, then you have a good amount of HCl. If they are very small or barely visible, you have low levels of HCl and you may need supplementation. To help your stomach do its job optimally, you can chew your food well so your stomach has more time to get the HCL brewing. I'm talking about the mom-recommended 20 or so chews mentioned previously. Add freshly squeezed lemon juice to water and drink it in between meals. Drink 1 to 2 teaspoons of raw apple cider vinegar in a glass of water before you eat. Step 3. Small intestine. From mouth to anus, your digestive system is about 30 feet long, with 20 feet of it being your small intestine. That's a huge part of the digestive area in one system. Luckily for the muscles of the small intestine, it has the liver, pancreas, and gallbladder on its team to add digestive juices, further breaking down your food into absorbable particles. The walls of the small intestine then absorb the digested nutrients into the bloodstream. The blood delivers the nutrients to the rest of the body, and the magic of feeding your cells happens. When it comes to the small intestine, absorption is key. One of the best ways to support the small intestine is to incorporate demulcents and fat into your diet. Demulcents soothe, hydrate, and heal the mucous membrane inside your intestines and protect against irritation and inflammation. Aloe vera gel tops the list. It's known to decrease the irritation and inflammation of irritable bowel syndrome, IBS, colitis, and other inflammatory disorders. More great demulcents are chia seeds, slippery elm, licorice root, and Irish moss. An easy way to use these is to add them to your favorite smoothie. If you suffer from intestinal or bowel irritation, then a demulcent-rich diet is your top priority. Check out the Eliminator recipe for a drink that features natural demulcents. Another of my favorite tricks for nutrient absorption is to mix a small amount of oil into a blended vegetable drink or a veggie soup. Many of the oil-soluble vitamins like A, E, and K, plus the key pigments found in vegetables, are absorbed more readily in the presence of a small amount of heat and oil. Adding a teaspoon of olive oil or coconut oil to a blended drink is definitely an absorption hack and one that I use frequently. Adding oil to a salad is an age-old example of maximizing nutrient absorption. A study conducted by Purdue University and published in Molecular Nutrition and Food Research showed that eating low-fat or no-fat salad dressings resulted in fewer nutrients, like carotenoids, absorbed than when salads were eaten with full-fat dressings. Step 4. Colon. After your body has absorbed everything it can through the walls of the small intestine, the remaining mixture moves into the large intestine, otherwise known as the colon. The colon's job is to absorb water from and compact what is left of your food as it moves forward. Billions of bacteria line the walls of the colon to help with the breakdown of the remaining organic matter. The continuous muscular action of the intestines transports this material through the body and ideally expels all of it via the rectum as stool. Unfortunately for millions of people, this ideal process does not occur. I have spoken to so many people over the years who ask me about gas, bloating, constipation, and acne. These are some of the most common complaints I hear. This is because if we're not eating a healthy, well-balanced diet, over time, feces can stop moving through the system quickly and start to build up on the intestinal walls. The backed-up poop accumulates harmful bacteria, which produce toxins. This then causes an inflammatory response, which slows things down even more. It's a cyclical problem that builds and builds. Insufficient detoxification is devastating to the complexion. It sends toxins back into the body, where they eventually get pushed out of the skin as acne or rashes. If the colon is sluggish, then nutrient absorption by the rest of the digestive system will also be sluggish, making it hard to nourish the skin, hair, and nails. A gunked-up colon can also lead to more serious health situations as it becomes more impacted and chronic inflammation sets in. Think about this. The colon is roughly as long as you are tall, on average 5 to 6 feet long. It is about as wide as your wrist and has the capacity to store between 5 and 10 pounds of feces within each foot. This means you may easily have 25 to 30 pounds of waste stuck in your colon at any given time, especially if you eat a lot of meat. Constipation is the number one sign that your colon is not moving waste out of your body rapidly enough to prevent inflammation. If you are not having 3 to 4 bowel movements a day, your body is not efficiently eliminating. The first step is to add more fiber to your diet and drink more spring water. If you've done that and you're still not moving your bowels more than once a day, it may be time to consider colon hydrotherapy, in which a certified colon hydrotherapist will gently infuse your colon with warm water, stimulating the removal of gas, mucus, and encrusted fecal matter that has been there for weeks, months, or years. You can also support your colon through the saltwater flush, a home remedy to help with detoxification. As the salt moves through your digestive system, beginning in the mouth, it will activate the enzymes needed to break down your food on its way to the stomach. In the stomach, it will promote the formation of hydrochloric acid. As it travels farther, the mineralized salt will act upon your hormones, your metabolic processes involving the breakdown of proteins and glucose, and will harmonize with other minerals to balance the pH in your body. Once it reaches your colon, the extra fluid and sea salt will work together to scrub the walls of your colon, forcing the excretion of built-up fecal matter and the toxins that cling to it. For complete instructions, please refer to the enhancement. Remember, not only are you lightening up your toxic load and shedding the sluggishness that comes from an overburdened colon, you're also flooding your intestines with the soothing properties of sea salt. The same sea salt that soothes aching muscles and reduces inflammation when used topically is going to help soothe the inflammation in your gut when ingested. Step 5. Elimination. Your bathroom behavior provides important clues about your digestive health. How often you go, how long it takes, what it looks like, all matter. It is critical to have regular bowel movements. If you do not, debris builds up in your body, which is not good for your health or your beauty. On the enhancement, you'll find my recipe for The Eliminator, a drink for optimal digestion and elimination. Liver. Weighing in at 3 hefty pounds, the liver is one of our hardest working organs and sits in rank as the second largest after the skin. The liver performs more than 500 vital functions, many of these simultaneously, with its 2 primary goals being digestion and detoxification. The liver is the metabolic beauty factory of the body. It stores sugar, and whenever the cells need energy, the liver provides it by converting this storage into energy. It sustains all of the functions performed every minute by the body's cells to keep us youthful and radiant. The heart depends on energy from the liver, and it pumps nutrient-rich blood to the skin, maintaining collagen production and oxygenating the cells to protect against premature aging. The hair follicles need energy sent to them in order to grow shiny, lustrous locks. The nails need energy to grow smooth and strong, without ridges or dents. By processing 1 liter or more of blood per minute, the liver breaks down all of the nutrients leaving the stomach and intestines into forms the rest of the body can use effectively. It uses these nutrients to manufacture its own proteins, regulate hormones like estrogen and testosterone, process fats, store sugars, produce enzymes to clot the blood, and detoxify the body. The liver functions as a filter for everything we are exposed to in the air we breathe, the food we eat, the water we drink, and what we put on and in the body. It is the liver's job to filter and get rid of anything harmful or toxic to keep the body healthy and strong. This critical beauty organ is so important that when it stops functioning, we can't survive. 100 years ago, the liver didn't have to worry about too much external toxicity, and liver disease was rare. In today's world, the liver is under constant siege by processed foods, excess sugars, rancid fats, environmental toxins, and a lack of proper hydration. Spots on the skin and in the eyes, as well as puffiness around the eyes, are indications of an underperforming liver. If your liver is not doing its job of breaking down toxins efficiently, the toxins need to be eliminated through your skin. excessive toxin buildup causes inflammation, which can manifest as eczema, dermatitis, wrinkles, brown liver spots, red itchy rashes, hives, psoriasis, rosacea, or acne. Be sure to check out my recipe for 5-flavor detox salad found on the enhancement. In the pursuit of beauty and well-being, we must be proactive about supporting the liver. This means removing the burdens the liver carries and then aiding it with superfood and super herb nutrition. In this way, we can stabilize our hormones, purify our blood, deliver nutrients to our skin, and keep energy flowing throughout our body. Liver detoxification. The liver handles toxins in a 2-step process known as phase 1 and phase 2 liver detoxification. The liver not only has to break down and eliminate toxins that arise from normal metabolic functions, but also must contend with the thousands of chemicals being dumped into the environment these days, many of which are classified as endocrine disruptors and affect hormones in staggering ways. When the liver is overtaxed and sluggish, it can't counteract the devastating effects these human-made chemicals have on our health and appearance, so it's critically important to support the liver in its detoxification. In phase 1 of liver detoxification, enzymes are released to oxidize and reduce toxins into smaller, water-soluble forms more easily eliminated by the body. Most of the dangerous toxins we are exposed to are fat-soluble and must be broken down in order to be eliminated through urine, excrement, or sweating. If we don't support phase 1 detoxification, these fat-soluble toxins will find their way into our fat cells, where they fester for long periods of time. Breaking down toxins produces free radicals, which are very damaging to the body. To neutralize free radicals, the liver uses its own antioxidants, primarily glutathione, one of the body's most important antioxidants, without which the liver would damage itself in the process of detoxification. The body can recycle and reuse glutathione, but when there is a toxic overload, this delicate system is thrown out of balance and can enter a downward spiral, taking our beauty and health along with it. In phase 2, the liver adds chemicals to the broken down toxins to make them safe for removal. This is called conjugation and is the final step before elimination. The body's ability to methylate properly is vitally important at this stage. Although methylation is critical for every cell in the body to function, it controls the replication of DNA and the aging process of each individual cell. Methyl groups come from fresh fruits and vegetables, especially dark leafy greens, as well as other sulfur-containing foods. Reducing alcohol and excess sugar helps with methylation, as does the supplement methylsulfonylmethane. Once the toxins are made water-soluble and packaged for elimination, they will exit the body. Make yourself aware of the symptoms of liver dysfunction. To help you, I've provided a list on the enhancement, as well as the recipe for a terrific drink, the Liver Regenerator. My preferred non-dairy milk is coconut milk. It's rich and creamy, and it gives a great texture to any drink, like the Liver Regenerator. Plus, it has healthy, medium-chain fatty acids that are easily converted to energy. If you prefer to choose a different kind of non-dairy milk, homemade nut milks are ideal whenever possible. The best nuts for liver health are the ones that are well protected from pesticides and environmental toxins because of their shells, including almonds, Brazil nuts, pecans, and walnuts. Always try to buy organic, raw nuts, not roasted. Turmeric contains antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties. It is a great support for a healthy liver and is best absorbed when taken in combination with a fat, like coconut oil, and with black pepper, which enhances its bioavailability. Kidneys. In traditional Chinese medicine, the 2 bean-shaped kidneys that flank the spine are considered the most important organs from a longevity point of view and are critical in maintaining beauty and radiance. They keep the composition of the blood stable by preventing extra waste and fluid from building up, while also maintaining the electrolyte balance needed for healthy nerve function. They are the body's filtration system, too. They process blood and are key in keeping the skin hydrated and the blood clean. They remove the waste products of protein metabolism, like ammonia, nitrogen, and uric acid, as well as other toxins such as drugs, excess hormones, food additives, minerals, and vitamins. Every 24 hours, they filter about 200 quarts of blood and make about 1 to 2 quarts of urine. The kidneys make a hormone called erythropoietin, which prompts bone marrow to make red blood cells. Red blood cells carry oxygen from the lungs to supply all the body's beauty needs. They provide the energy needed to grow strong nails and give skin a healthy glow. When the blood is weak, it can't feed the bones and nourish the hair, and you end up with brittle bones and hair loss. The kidneys are involved in regulating the amount of water in the body. When you consume too much liquid, the kidneys increase urination. When you drink too little, they retain water. Water maintains the moisture content of the skin at a high level, keeping it plump and dewy-looking. Because the kidneys regulate water metabolism, puffiness under the eyes can be the result of kidney dysfunction. Water retention and bloating are also connected to improperly functioning kidneys. When you use commercial beauty products that contain phthalates, hydroquinone, parabens, and a slew of other toxic chemicals, these enter your bloodstream and have to pass through your kidneys. Commercial beauty products also contain heavy metals, including lead, arsenic, mercury, and aluminum, which are micronized for commercial use. These small particles need to be filtered by your kidneys, too. If you slather these products on your body every single day, eventually your kidneys will be unable to keep up. As the kidneys become overloaded with these dangerous chemicals and harmful toxins, dark circles can appear under your eyes. You can have trouble sleeping, or you can feel fatigued. If you are already experiencing these signs, then it is crucial you take immediate action. The kidneys are your Jing organs, so Jing herbs like Hoshu Wu and others should be consumed daily. See superfoods and super herbs. My favorite way to take good care of my kidneys is through spring water nutrition. Maintaining proper hydration with clean, pure spring water gives kidney health a massive upgrade. Most people are dehydrated, and when they do drink water, it is municipal tap water, polluted with heavy metals and industrial chemicals. I am a wild spring water hunter. There is nothing like drinking fresh spring water. It is extremely invigorating, and the intangible benefits will probably not be properly measured by science within our lifetimes. When we bestow spring water upon our kidneys, we infuse them with the charge placed on the water over thousands of years by the Earth's filtration. See cellular hydration to learn more about the benefits of spring water and how to stay properly hydrated. Lungs. The lungs are a central part of the respiratory system, the group of organs and tissues that work together to help you breathe. The lungs' main function is to transport oxygen from the atmosphere into the body when you inhale, and to release carbon dioxide from the body when you exhale. Every cell in the body needs oxygen in order to live, so the process of breathing is critical to a healthy, beautiful existence. Each one of your cells needs a steady supply of oxygen to produce energy. Without oxygen, cellular function becomes impaired, and cell death or damage occurs. Once oxygen enters the lungs, it's moved into the bloodstream and carried throughout the body to fuel the cells. As the cells create energy, they release waste products, one of which is carbon dioxide. The bloodstream carries this waste gas back to the lungs, where it is removed from the bloodstream and then exhaled. Hair thrives with a rich supply of oxygenated, nutrient-rich blood pumping to its follicles. Proper blood circulation to the scalp encourages steady hair growth and thickness. Lack of oxygen and other nutrients causes brittle, dull, thin hair, so maintaining the health of your lungs is vital to your lovely locks. The circulation of oxygen-rich blood from the lungs provides the skin with deep nourishment as well. Oxygen stimulates collagen and elastin production and helps to maintain the structural integrity of the skin by boosting circulation and stimulating cell turnover, leaving your complexion hydrated and revitalized. The opening and closing of the skin's pores are also governed by the lungs, allowing the skin to clear toxins that may be stuck there. High concentrations of oxygen are also anti-inflammatory and trigger the body's natural healing functions. In an oxygen-rich environment, bacteria, viruses, and fungal infections simply do not survive. Thus, the lungs support the immune system in keeping the body strong and supple. Interestingly, in traditional Chinese medicine, the lungs, spleen, skin, and colon are considered closely connected. The skin is called the outer lung, and it is responsible for the first level of immunity. Scientifically speaking, the skin cannot absorb oxygen like the lungs, but from a TCM energy point of view, it absorbs substances from the environment and expels toxins from inside, just as the lungs do, making them similar in function. If this mechanism is broken due to weak lung capacity or poor function, then the skin begins to dry up and its luster fades. Since the lungs are always working, even while you sleep, it is important to keep them healthy. A great way to increase your lung capacity is through swimming, which is something I do every day when I am in Hawaii. You might also have a delicious drink with magnificent lung-supporting ingredients, like the Love Your Lungs Tonic, found on the enhancement. Skin. The surface of our skin is teeming with billions of tiny bacteria that manage our health and communicate with and educate our internal immune system. Our amazing skin protects us against UV radiation, pathogens, viruses, harmful bacteria, parasites, dehydration, and infection. Everything we put on our skin directly affects this delicate layer of bacteria and will determine the skin's health, look, and feel. Skin flora that is wiped out by repeated use of antibiotic creams and synthetic cosmetics leaves us wide open to an array of skin irritations and even skin disease. We need to think of our skin as an intricate and bustling ecosystem of living organisms instead of a piece of drywall in need of a coat of paint. Only by realizing this can we break out of the vicious cycle of covering and masking our skin problems with skin flora-killing products, leading to even more use of commercial cosmetics. The integumentary system, a fancy name for the skin, is also a passageway that gets rid of toxins in the body and protects us from the harmful buildup of cellular waste material. Every minute, we shed 30,000 to 40,000 dead skin cells. That's nearly 9 pounds a year. Here are some more interesting facts about skin. The average person has about 300 million skin cells. A single square inch of skin has about 19 million cells and up to 300 sweat glands. Your skin accounts for 15% of your body weight. Your skin is thickest on your feet, 1.4 millimeters, and thinnest on your eyelids, 0.2 millimeters. Your skin renews itself every 28 days. The average person's skin covers an area of 2 square meters and contains more than 11 miles of blood vessels. From a detoxification point of view, it is imperative to have open and clear pores. One of the biggest challenges that arise from using commercial beauty products is their inherent tendency to block pores and create stagnation. To clear the detoxification pathway of the skin, an obvious first step is to stop adding toxins to this pathway. Also, the delicate skin of infants and young children is estimated to be 5 times thinner than the skin of adults and can therefore absorb substances far more easily. So it's extra important to think about what we're slathering on our kids. Let's take a look at some of the worst beauty offenders in commercial beauty products. Toxins in commercial beauty products. There are countless toxic ingredients added into commercial skincare products. I could write an entire book on the subject, and some people have. Read Not Just a Pretty Face, The Ugly Side of the Beauty Industry by Stacey Malkin for more information. I highly recommend educating yourself more on this topic by referring to the Environmental Working Group Skin Deep Cosmetics Database, ewg.org/skindeep, which is a phenomenal resource for toxic ingredients lurking in commercial beauty products. Health studies and pre-testing are not required by the government for these products before they are sold, and only 200 of the 80,000 chemicals in this country have been tested for safety. Following are 10 of the worst ingredients, but there are many, many more you should be aware of and avoid. Remember, your skin is highly permeable, which means what you put on your body is as important as what you put in it. 1. Artificial colors and dyes. Used to create alluring colors, the majority of these laboratory-created hues is derived from petroleum or coal tar sources and can be contaminated with things like benzidine and 4-aminobiphenyl, which are known human carcinogens. The European Commission's classification, labeling, and packaging regulation considers all synthetic colors to be human carcinogens. But the FDA still allows 7 to be used in the U.S., D and C preceding a color and number, for example, D and C red 27 on a label, means drug and cosmetic artificial color. When it's followed by the word lake, it indicates that the pigment is mixed with calcium or aluminum as a fixative, so the color stays when applied to the skin. This is why certain lipsticks don't bleed. Watch out for conditioners, cosmetics such as blush, eyeshadow, and lipstick, deodorants, hand soaps, lotions, nail polishes, shampoos, and toothpastes. 2. Dioxane. 1,4-dioxane is a known eye and respiratory tract irritant that easily penetrates the skin. The National Toxicology Program has titled it a known animal carcinogen, and the Environmental Protection Agency has classified it as a probable human carcinogen. No human trials have been conducted. As a chemical solvent primarily used in the manufacturing process, dioxane is hidden in thousands of products. The only way to know that the product you use is free of dioxane is if it sports the USDA organic certification seal. Watch out for anti-aging products, baby soaps, body-firming lotions, body washes, bubble baths, hair dyes and bleaches, deodorants, eye serums, facial moisturizers, hair relaxers, mouthwashes, shampoos, sunless tanning products, and toothpastes. 3. Fragrances, parfum, synthetic. These words can indicate up to 1,000 toxic and or carcinogenic substances, including phthalates, which create the scent added to a product. According to the FDA and to the Environmental Working Group, EWG, Skin Deep Cosmetics Database, synthetic fragrances may cause allergies, headaches, dizziness, dermatitis, skin discoloration, skin irritation, violent coughing, vomiting, and potential effects on the reproductive system. Watch out for body washes, colognes, perfumes, conditioners, deodorants, moisturizers, sanitary pads, shampoos, and tampons. 4. Formaldehyde. Determined by the World Health Organization's International Agency for Research on Cancer, IARC, and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services to be a human carcinogen, formaldehyde is used to prevent bacterial growth in cosmetic products. This preservative has been linked to nasal and nasopharyngeal cancers, can cause unsightly skin reactions, and can be harmful to the immune system. Also, keep an eye out for the following chemicals, which react with water within the product's bottle to create formaldehyde: DMDM hydantoin, imidazolidinyl urea, diazolidinyl urea, and quaternium 15. Watch out for body washes for adults and children, bubble baths, conditioners, eyeshadows, hair straighteners, nail polishes, and shampoos. 5. Polyethylene glycol, PEG. Ethylene compounds are nervous system depressants and potentially toxic to the liver and kidneys. PEG in and of itself is not a major concern. However, it is generally contaminated with dioxane, ethylene oxide, and heavy metals, which are known to cause kidney, neurological, and autoimmune issues. Manufacturers could spend the money to strip these toxins out, but most often leave them in to cut costs. Therefore, it's best to avoid all products containing ethylenes. Watch out for antimicrobial creams, cosmetics, conditioners, deodorants, moisturizers, sanitary pads, shampoos, and tampons. 6. Sodium benzoate. This very common preservative is found at the end of many ingredient lists. While on its own it may seem innocuous, when it comes into contact with citric acid or ascorbic acid, vitamin C, whether in the rest of the ingredients or present in our body, it morphs into a known carcinogen called benzene. It's worthwhile to note that sodium benzoate is often used to preserve extracts, and so it may be hidden within an ingredient. For example, while calendula officinalis extract may be listed as an ingredient on the label, it could be preserved with sodium benzoate. Watch out for conditioners, cosmetics, deodorants, hand soaps, lotions, mouthwashes, shampoos, skincare products, and toothpastes. 7. Sulfates. 90% of foaming and lathering products contain sulfates. Sulfates are frequently described on labels as comes from or derived from coconut in an effort to portray them as natural, even though they are known skin and eye irritants and hormone and endocrine disruptors, create organ toxicity, are suspected carcinogens, and can cause labored breathing and diarrhea. Over 16,000 studies have been done on this chemical, addressing a long list of concerns. On labels, avoid sodium lauryl sulfate, SLES, ammonium lauryl sulfate, ALES, sodium lauryl sulfate, SLS, and ammonium lauryl sulfate, ALS. Watch out for body washes, cosmetics, hair color and bleaching agents, hairspray, liquid hand soaps, mouthwashes, perfumes, powders, scalp treatments, shampoos, sunscreens, and toothpastes. 8. Urea. The American Academy of Dermatology reports that urea is a primary cause of contact dermatitis, especially in concentrated amounts found in skin exfoliants. It remains on the skin for hours, giving it plenty of time to absorb into your skin cells as it works to soften them. Urea's other job is to mix with parabens to create formaldehyde, a toxic preservative discussed earlier. On a label, you may see it written as diazolidinyl urea, imidazolidinyl urea, or DMDM hydantoin. Watch out for anti-aging treatments, cleansers, conditioners, deodorants, eye creams, face masks, foundations, hair dyes, lotions, mouthwashes, shampoos, shaving creams, styling gels, water-based cosmetics, and sunscreens. 9. Parabens. 10. Phthalates. These chemicals are so toxic they are worth mentioning here again. I delve into the details in the hormone chapter. Final thought. Remember that smearing chemicals on your skin is arguably even worse than eating them because they move directly into the bloodstream. When toxins enter through your digestive system, they can be broken down and filtered first, reducing their impact. The Environmental Working Group estimates that 1 out of 5 cosmetics could contain a cancer-causing substance. Do you want that seeping directly into your blood? Essential oils. Essential oils are highly concentrated botanical extracts that contain valuable properties for beautifying your skin. They are natural, non-toxic, and packed with powerful antioxidants, which contribute to healthy, happy, hydrated, smooth skin that glows. Essential oils are a really great natural alternative to commercial beauty products and have a tremendous history going back more than 5,000 years. They have benefits ranging from beautifying the skin to wound healing to immune system support. Be warned, an oil labeled as an extraction is different from a distillation. In extracted essential oils, chemicals have been used to separate the plant's volatile aromatic compound, VAC, which is not considered ideal for health. I use only distilled essential oils. All essential oils are antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal. These compounds are what plants use to defend themselves against opportunistic organisms like mold and fungus. The unique characteristic of many essential oils is the ability to kill harmful bacteria without killing beneficial bacteria. They have the innate intelligence of the plant and create an optimal environment for health and beauty, especially when used topically. The phytochemicals found in plants have been developed over thousands of years. By harnessing their power, we can heal and nourish our skin, as well as lift our mood. When you use aromatherapy and essential oils on the skin, you are creating a healthy environment in which beneficial bacteria can easily grow. Whether our skin glows or not will depend largely upon the health of our skin's microbiome. Essential oils also penetrate the blood-brain barrier and can easily pass through your cellular matrix. This means that when you use essential oils topically, they penetrate the various layers of skin and heal and nourish on a very deep level. Because they are natural antibiotics and do not kill the beneficial bacteria on the skin, only the harmful microorganisms, I have included them here in detoxification. For a list of essential oils and instructions for a detox bath, check out the enhancement. Lymphatic system. The lymphatic system supports the circulatory system by removing excess fluids and proteins from tissues and putting them back into the bloodstream. It also serves as a defense system for the body, filtering out disease-causing organisms, producing white blood cells, and generating antibodies. Without the lymphatic system, tissues would swell, and the body would soon be overwhelmed by infection and toxicity. A major part of the immune system, the lymphatic system, is a network of organs that includes the spleen, lymph nodes, and lymph vessels. The lymph nodes house the white blood cells and act as a filter for toxins and opportunistic organisms, while the lymph vessels transport the lymph fluid throughout the body. This fluid is made up of white blood cells, lymphocytes, and interstitial fluid, which bathes cells and washes away unwanted toxins. The lymphatic system moves in one direction only, upward. It is constantly resisting gravitational forces and is therefore a youth and longevity system. All detoxification occurs first and foremost via the lymphatic system, since the body contains more lymph fluid than blood. When you have poor blood circulation, the lymphatic system cannot properly do its job, because toxins do not get removed from the body in a timely manner. This results in cellulite, varicose veins, and a weakened immune system. Also, because the lymphatic system removes infection, and acne is oftentimes an infection, a sluggish lymph system can be a secondary cause of acne. As I mentioned, the skin is the largest eliminative organ of the body. It is a highly functioning and intelligent drainage system for the body. However, it is less than ideal to have toxins coming out through the skin. This is generally a sign that the other eliminative functions of the body are overburdened, like the lymphatic system. Because the lymphatic system runs just underneath the skin, it is imperative to keep it moving. When it becomes sluggish, this affects the quality of your skin. If you have ever popped a zit and seen clear fluid come out, that was lymph fluid. Most likely your lymph system was overworked or backed up, and the backup rose through your skin. To develop and maintain beauty, you need to make sure you are not burdening the lymphatic system unnecessarily, but rather making its job easier. Here are some of my favorite lymph-supporting activities. Rebounding is the act of jumping lightly on a mini trampoline. It pumps the lymph and stimulates drainage. It also gives you an incredible workout with little or no chance of injury. Dry brushing is a method of lymph stimulation that should be done less frequently, maybe once or twice a week, because over-exfoliation of the skin isn't helpful and can create more problems. Yoga and Tai Chi use the subtle energy of the nervous system to stimulate lymph movement. Also, because breath is key to the lymph pump, yoga and Tai Chi improve the way we breathe. Deep breathing is essential for beauty and skin health because it moves the lymph and oxygenates the blood, bringing nutrients more easily to different skin layers. Hot and cold therapy is an ancient technique that ramps up metabolism and strengthens the immune system. I have spent a lot of time in Iceland, and one of the first things I do there is alternate ice bathing in the ocean with sauna sitting. The contractions of the muscles during hot and cold therapy are perfect for pumping the lymph. A simple way to engage in hot and cold hydrotherapy each morning is to use hot and cold water in the shower. Combined with occasional cold plunges and sauna time, this is extremely effective, increases circulation to the skin, and releases a hormonal cascade that makes you look and feel younger. As hydrotherapy and cryotherapy, cold therapy, are scientifically studied for their anti-inflammatory properties, more benefits are becoming known. As an added perk, even when you are submerged in moderately cool water, neurotransmitters are released throughout the body, specifically noradrenaline and dopamine. When you have a surge in dopamine, guess what happens to your cortisol levels? That hormone responsible for stress eating and unwanted belly fat goes down. Also, your body goes into a rapid fat-burning state that can last for hours. All of these therapies show great promise for enhancing your personal beauty. Detoxification methods. Regular and strategic detoxification is crucial for beauty. The following are my favorite ways to remove toxins naturally. Dry brushing. Dry brushing is a time-proven strategy to improve the skin and lymphatic system. Brushing the skin helps to stimulate lymph flow within the body, moving stuck toxins out of the connective tissues. It improves circulation, delivering oxygenated blood to the skin, which helps reduce the appearance of cellulite, wrinkles, and age spots. This results in a glowing complexion with an even skin tone and pores free of oil, dirt, and grime. Dry brushing also softens hard fat deposits below the skin while distributing them more evenly, promoting tighter skin and cell renewal. Follow the directions I provide next for an invigorating dry brushing session, and remember while doing it that the pressure you apply should be firm but not painful. Do not brush over broken skin, cuts, patches of eczema, etc., sensitive areas, varicose veins, or bruises. And do not brush your face, unless you use a special brush made for this. Of course, dry brush when your body is dry, hence the name dry brushing. It's best to do right before you shower. How to dry brush your body. Purchase a natural bristle brush with a long handle so you can reach all areas of your body. Add a few drops of organic coconut oil to the bristles of your brush. Start on the sole of your right foot. You may find it helpful to sit down. Brush up your ankle, shin, calf, and knee. Then do the same on your left side. Next, stand up, if you're sitting, and brush your right and then left thigh from the knee up. Be sure to get the inner thigh, which is a key spot for removing toxins. Move over to your abdomen, brushing in a counterclockwise motion. Brush each arm, starting with the palm, inward, towards your heart. Always brush towards your heart, because lymph flows toward the heart. Brushing away from your heart can put pressure on your veins. The armpit area is another area toxins like to accumulate, so make sure to pay close attention there. Gently brush the chest area, but not your actual breasts or nipples. Brush the neck area by starting at the nape of your neck and stroking over the shoulder to the front. Lastly, brush your back. Shake your brush over the sink or trash to get rid of skin cells. About once a week, wash it with soap and water, then let it dry completely before using it again. Take a shower after you dry brush. Consider taking a contrast shower, alternating between the hottest water temperature you can stand and the coldest, to stimulate blood circulation and lymph drainage. After getting out of the shower, dry off and massage your skin with organic coconut oil or cacao butter. Tip, after dry brushing, drink a glass of warm water with lemon. It hydrates the lymphatic system and supports a healthy body pH, detoxification, the elimination of toxins, and weight loss. A word to the wise. Skin pushes up new skin cells from underneath and needs the top layer of dead cells for a short period of time to serve as protection. This layer of dead cells also functions as food for the surface bacteria that inhabit the microbiome. I suggest dry brushing only when you feel you have a lot of skin cell pileup or you are dealing with a specific issue. Clay. Clay is an incredible substance that has been used for its ability to detoxify and heal the body, both internally and externally. Aristotle made the first reference to humans deliberately ingesting clay and soil for health purposes. Marco Polo, in the description of his travels, shared how he saw Muslim pilgrims eat pink earth and cure themselves of fevers. Cleopatra used clay from the Nile River and the Arabian Desert as part of her elaborate beauty regimen. Alexander the Great's soldiers brought clay as a staple to ward off hunger and food poisoning. And in Ukraine, bentonite clay and zeolites were used to decontaminate the surrounding area after the Chernobyl disaster. Clay is an excellent cleaner that draws out toxins such as chemicals, heavy metals, and free radicals, then binds with them through the electrical charges created between its layers. This pulls the toxins into the clay, eliminating them from the body. Clay face masks draw impurities from deep within the skin to leave it fresh, radiant, and glowing, with the added bonus of increasing collagen synthesis. Here are some of clay's additional beauty benefits. Cleans and shrinks pores. Hydrates and moisturizes skin. Improves skin tone and elasticity. Rejuvenates and regenerates the skin. Exfoliates the skin, soothes sensitive skin, helps with diaper rash and redness. There are many different types of clay, including bentonite, rasool, French green, Fuller's earth, and kaolin. Let's go through what the differences are and how to use them. Bentonite clay is probably the most well-known of all the clays. It is formed after volcanic ash has weathered and aged in the presence of water and has a strong negative electromagnetic charge because it's missing an ion. Therefore, it seeks out toxins to bind with and complete itself. When activated by water, it functions like a magnet, drawing heavy metals and toxins to itself, neutralizing these volatile precursors to disease. An energy enhancer, it can aid in the oxygenation of cells by pulling excess hydrogen out of the cells. This can help to repair muscles after a hard workout. Bentonite is safe to take internally to remove heavy metal toxins and unwanted bacteria and viruses. Topically, it's used to combat eczema, dermatitis, and psoriasis, and it's highly effective when mixed into a toothpaste or used as an ingredient in deodorant. On the enhancement, you'll find instructions for a bentonite clay detoxifying mask. Rasool clay is a prized beauty ingredient that hails from the Atlas Mountains in Morocco, where it is formed through a combination of volcanic and geothermal activity. It has the unique ability to deeply clean the skin while nourishing it, so it can be used every day as a natural soap and shampoo. It is touted to even out skin tone and increase elasticity while reducing blemishes, dryness, redness, and flakiness. It is a great exfoliant when mixed with substances like salt, sugar, or oatmeal. Often, the choice of leading spas for hair and skin packs, Rasool clay contains higher levels of minerals than most clays like iron, lithium, magnesium, potassium, silica, sodium, and trace elements. Although it carries a similar negative electromagnetic charge as bentonite, unlike bentonite clay, Rasool clay is best used topically and should only be used internally under the guidance of a medical professional. French green clay, also known as sea clay or illite, is a pretty clay that was used in ancient Egypt, Greece, and Rome to treat skin and support digestion. able to be taken internally or used externally, sea clay is naturally high in several important mineral oxides, calcite, copper, dolomite, iron, magnesium, manganese, phosphorus, potassium, quartz, selenium, and silica. It is highly absorbent and excellent for tightening the pores due to its micromolecules, which drink up oils and impurities from the skin. It is used for a whole host of topical reasons for the hair and skin, including to calm inflammation, to improve the complexion, to remove